Your calls. We've been having a conversation about deadbeat dads and some of the complications that create a situation in which only 36% of South African children live in the same household as their biological father. I also raised the issue of that church in East London, outside of Mdantsane, Indumiseni Faith Church, and the beatings that go on there. Poppy, you're in Johannesburg. You want to respond to what's happening at Indumiseni Church? Allegations that young people are being made, young women, I should say, are being made to marry off within the church. What's going on? Do you know anything?
Young women are getting married to unemployed, uneducated men who are older than them. Some are getting married to men who have money so that those men can feed the church. Young kids' pension, when your parents die and leave you with money, they become the executor of your pension. They don't do anything. They don't take you to school. They eat your money.
How do you know all of this, Poppy? Are you part of the church?
Partially, yes. I can say I am part of the church because I've got lots and lots of people that I know that are from the church. And majority of them, they're not doing well financially because they need to support and breed that church. And some of them, their kids are not even going to school now. And it's highly educated people that are letting their kids to be raised by that cult and then tell them what to do with their kids, not to send them to varsities, not to take them to better schools. And those kids are suffering under the watch of the parent and of that spiritual leader.
All right, we'll leave it there. Poppy making very strong allegations. Of course, they've been out there. It's in response to content that's gone viral, people being beaten up at that church, and all kinds of allegations of what's going on at Indumiseni Faith Mission. If you have any information, give us a call on 011-883-0702. It's really, really startling. And I made a play on Bob Marley's song, asking the question, how long shall our prophets kill us while we stand aside and look?